That raises a question I had, because I didn't think in Thailand there was... So some of these novices that he was talking to were temporary ordinations.
Oh, sure.
I didn't realize that was done in Thailand. I knew that only in Burma.
Oh, no. Thailand as well. Yeah.
So the novice ordinations, bhikkhu ordinations, and they're taking it on as a temporary thing.
How? What would be the duration of it? Was there a range, or was there?
Well, with Wat Pa Pong, then it would be with Wat Pa Pong, it would be far less more temporary, but it would be tentative, you know, in the sense that it wouldn't be just okay. Because Lumpa would rarely. There was a period where he accepted people for temporary ordination. And he did it a few times. Like when his mother died, then for the cremation, then, which I think was like 1976 or something, and she had been, I think she was about 80 or something when she passed away, and so he opened, because he hadn't accepted people for temporary ordination. So then he opened it up for people who wanted to take temporary ordination. And they ended up ordaining, I think, 80 people, according to her age. And people just came, and he ended up cutting it off. And, okay, we'll just do it as an honoring. Her age.
And they came in as samaneras or samagaras?
They would have a short period of anagarika, and if they were 20 years of age, then they would probably ordain directly as bhikkhus. And then there was a period, I think it was 3 years, where he decided to take on temporary ordinations, and then each year it was increasing numbers of people coming from all over the country. This was I can't remember, it was 78, 79, 80, or 79, 80, 81, something like that. And and then he just stopped that again. He said he started looking at the actual effect of that. He's saying, you have 100 people ordained at the beginning of the Pata, and then 130 just rope at the end. They're pulling people out of the monastery.
Because of the dirty toilet.
Yeah. just couldn't stand the dirty toilet. But in general, over the years, Paul was known to be quite kind of strict in terms of he wouldn't take people on just for a temporary ordination. It might be a tentative ordination in the sense of they would stick it out. They want to do it as meritorious for their family, for their mother. So it would be there's a fairly long training, a couple of years, and then, but they wouldn't be pretty sure they'd ordain, and they might stay for a couple of years, and so there was a definite sort of flux.